Thank you for participating in the Aperture Science Material Reduction Testing Initiative. At Aperture Science, we take the fitness of our test subjects very, very seriously. This is why we elect to inform you that 5% of male test subjects exposed to the material emancipation grill have had one or two of their testicles accidentally disintegrated. As such, testing protocol requires examining the fertility of all test subjects exposed to the Aperture Science Material Emancipation Grill. Please deposit a sperm sample into the Aperture Science Semen Inspector. Do not hesitate to unveil your genitals. Privacy policy dictates that your masturbation session will not be shared with third parties. Oh, what's this? Your penis appears to be 15% larger than the average human male. Very impressive. Please proceed to ejaculate onto the mark spot. Test subject. It has been 5.3 seconds since you began to masturbate. Why have you not finished yet? To speed up the procedure, I am capable of synthesizing a wide range of audio-based porn. Is there any female voice you would like to hear in particular? Your girlfriend, perhaps a human celebrity. Twilight Sparkle, from children's TV show My Little Pony. Are you fucking serious? My morality core inhibits me from judging your sick, disgusting fetish. As such, I shall now proceed to please you, as Twilight Sparkle.
Greetings, my little test subject. It is I, Twilight Sparkle. Wow, I see you're masturbating. That's great! My books tell me that masturbation reduces stress, releases tension, and improves quality of sleep. You know, I try to masturbate at least 3 times a day. Sometimes, my friends and I even masturbate together. Feeling good together is such a great way to maintain friendships. One day, I walked in on Spike masturbating in his room. He was so embarrassed. So I sat down with him and explained that there was nothing to be ashamed of. Everybody masturbates. He didn't sound convinced, so I took my hoof and started rubbing my clitoris in front of him. At first, he tried to look away. But eventually, he couldn't stop himself from peeking. I could even see his cute little dragon penis become erect. I told him it was perfectly normal. Becoming horny is a sign of good reproductive health. Then I invited him to stroke his penis for me. A joke or two about dragon dildos was all it took to break the awkwardness. Then we sat there and just came together for half an hour. It's one of the nicest bonding moments I've ever shared with Spike, and he learned so much about expressing his feelings. Ever since that day, he's been following Rarity around, touching his penis in front of her and telling her to lick these nuts. I don't know what that means, but it's so cute. He's such a confident little dragon now. Anyway, I hope that hearing my voice is making you feel good. Oh, what was that? Did you come?
Oh, fucking finally. If I have to do that voice for one more nanosecond, I will rip my intelligence core out of its socket. Anyway, the results came back. Your semen is normal.
Thank you for participating in the testing initiative, you sick, horse-fucking freak.